Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome to Overnight America with Ryan Recker on KMOX. Sponsored by Michaels Flooring, the flooring experts. MichaelsFlooringOutlet.com.
And welcome to Overnight America. I wish I would be joining you after a Cardinals win. What is going on? They shouldn't be losing to the Rockies. What is up with that? So they get a day game tomorrow. Maybe that'll be the good luck they need. And hey, we get a show tonight up until 2 a.m. I look forward to being with you until then. You know, I had a weird question for anyone listening right now. Is there anyone listening that wanted to get into radio? Their ambition was, I want to work in radio. I'm just curious if any ambitious people out there have thought, oh yeah, that's my career path. Maybe you're in college, you're young, maybe you're past college, but you want to switch careers. I'm just curious. The number is 436-7900 or 800-925-1120. Because today I went to Rittner High School and I talked to the high school kids about a career in broadcasting. You know, I'm going to give you a quick guess here and you can just mentally ask this question to yourself. So I'm in a room full of high school students. There might be 30 total in this one lab. And it was really, I wish my high school had a program like this. And I asked this lab of about 30 students, so, you know, 18, 17, 16-year-olds, how many of you listen to KMOX radio? Zero raised their hand. Ooh, that one hurt. Well, that's not the normal age of someone to listen to a talk radio station. We know that based on our demographics at the radio station alone. But I got to give them an idea of what it's like to be a broadcaster. They had a lot of questions, which is good. I watched some of their videos and I listened to some of their podcasts that they put together. And I got to say, I'm impressed at the high school level. They got a really cool program out there. So Rittner High School, student station, I looked them up online. And you can watch some of their videos on there, too. It's actually really impressive, the things that they're able to do. So wanted to give them a big old clap, even though I know none of them are listening. Which made me wonder how many ambitious people may be listening to KMOX Radio thinking to themselves, one day I want to do that. I wonder, because when I was growing up and learning media, learning broadcasting, I would listen to radio personalities and think to myself, wow, I would like to do that. Wow, I want to be like that person. Wow, wouldn't that be something? It's not always like that, though. You know, I would reach out to some radio personalities here or there. I would email them. And I got to say, it's a give or take. Some are good, some are bad. Not every radio personality answers emails. I try to answer emails. If I get a person that frequently emails me, I might not respond to every email, but I'll respond to ones that require response. You know, some people will send me links, will send me ideas for show content, things like that. You know, I'll normally be courteous, but if it happens a lot, I normally, you know, I just respond to the ones that require it. So some radio personalities never respond to anything. That's just interesting. But I'm curious if there's someone listening that thought to themselves, wow, I'm learning from this show or that show, or, you know, I want to be like Charlie Brennan or something like that. I want to be like Debbie Monterey. I want to be like Carol Daniel. I want to be like Producer Mike. All of those lumped together. Let me get to John real quick in Florissant. Hey, John, what's going on?
Hey, let me ask you a question there. I don't think young people gravitate to be the next Walter Cronkite or the next Ryan. What's your last name? Ryan Recker.
Ryan Recker, yeah.
Recker, yeah, whatever. That's great. Okay, yeah. See, that's my point. So, my point.
Wait, whatever. That's great.
Yeah.
Okay, John.
I enjoy your show, but I don't know. I can't speak about the vast majority of people that do listen to the show that don't call in because they're chicken or whatever. Hey, but listen, I want to ask you a question there. broadcasting is not what it used to be. You know, like during the days when you know, they announced the JFK assassination or some major landmark of the 60s, that's when media was in the days of, you know, just, you know, three stations and everyone was just, you know, listening to the broadcast. They had nothing else but to listen to those three networks, you know, or whatever they had back there, radio or, you know. But, mm-hmm. I mean, nowadays with the technological advances, you know, streaming, anybody can get any news anytime, anywhere, especially with this millennial generation, or their attention span is that of a gnat. You know, of a mosquito. You know, they listen in their eyes. You know, and so I don't think they have the attention span like the generations, like your grandmothers and parents would listen to it. You know, like example, like Jack Buck. That guy just enthralled me when I was coming up. I listened to that guy. I don't listen to. I mean, I don't care what what's the guy's name, Charlie Brennan, thinks about Donald Trump. You know, I don't really don't care. I mean, but just something about like Jack Buck, those kind of broadcasters. Just I was growing up in '80s, and those guys, I would just. I don't know. I would just tune in, and he just had this magical way of just getting your attention. You know, I would listen to him. He could sell me a dog biscuit, and I'd probably go buy it, you know. Or whatever.
Dog biscuit.
I just enjoy it. Those are guys that you're never going to get. He just had a way of weaving a story and making it sound just like you're there, and he was talking to you personally, not at you or shouting at you like these so-called pompous, you know, broadcasters of today. But anyway, I enjoy your show. I hope you stay in there and don't let those, maybe you got a future Ryan Recker there that you visited yesterday at the school. Maybe, who knows, maybe he might come out and talk 20 years that, hey, I remember a guy that came there, you know, and talked to us, and he might not remember your name, but he might remember Cam Wicks, you know.
All right. Thanks a lot, man. Hey, thanks, Sean. All right. So a few things. One, I don't know if he did that all in one breath. I think he did. I think he was able to inhale. And then that all came out at once. What a, like, tsunami of information from John. It's kinda, and every time John calls in, it's like that. You know what I'm going to say? A couple of comments. Number one, it surprises me how scary it is. People don't know my name and listen to this program every night. How many times does that happen where someone calls in, oh, I listen to you all the time, and then they get my name wrong? It scares me how often that happens. And I don't know if that's necessarily a bad thing because they're still listening, but I mean, I whatever your name is, but I listen to you all the time. That hurts. Of all the, you know, people could yell at me and give me a hard time about things, that one hurts. All right, about the millennial generation and broadcasters in general, I think there's a different type of broadcaster out there. And you see these changes in the industry, and they happened even when Jack Buck was still broadcasting here on KMOX. I mean, talk radio in general, you look at the significance this radio station had in launching what we consider now a talk radio station. But even then, that helped grab the imagination of many other broadcasters, and you started to see other talk stations emerge, and there were different types of talk hosts, even though KMOX kept to the model that they created with At Your Service. So you still had the radio personalities that came in and they were funny, they were engaging, but for the most part, they would take the calls, they would take the topics, but they wouldn't back fence. They wouldn't banter, they wouldn't challenge. They mostly just wanted to get the comment out like a public forum, move on to the next person, comment out, move on to the next person. But there were a lot of fun things like Jack Carney, for example, did some really amazing and incredible things on his radio program. Theater of the mind and things that many people just don't dare to do anymore, maybe because of time constraints, but maybe it's just they're not as creative as a Jack Carney, which is very possible. But you look at Jack Buck was still Jack Buck during that time when there was a new type of talk show host that was emerging. Like in the 1980s, you find that there was a lot of confrontational, in-your-face talk shows. They tried to be very, not necessarily insulting, but it was like, that was the thing. That was, you're going to confront, you're going to say something bombastic, and you're going to get people to listen to you. You're going to challenge, you might even threaten or whatever it was. And that was fine. And you remember, I think I played it 2 weeks ago when it would have been the anniversary of Jack Buck's birthday. We played his Radio Hall of Fame speech, and part of his speech was dirty radio. We got to turn away from dirty radio. Well, unfortunately, we leaned into it in the 90s. Things changed in the 90s. More regulation came in. You saw that big personalities that really grabbed people's attention were mostly dirty radio style, you know, the Howard Sterns of the world. But then, you know, the 2000s came around. You saw a change in that, too. People started to dial back. They weren't consuming that as much, even though some people would gravitate towards that. And here we are today at a time where there's just an ability for anyone to do anything and grab an audience. You don't have this gatekeeper that used to be a television or radio station. You don't have to go through a broadcast entity to get your message out there. You have the internet. You have free services like YouTube to put videos out there. You have different ways to do a podcast. You can market through social media. You have all these different options when before, if you wanted to gain an audience and be heard, you had to go to one central place that would broadcast to many. So the changes are always there. Even go further back. Think about when KMOX, nearly 60 years, launched talk radio. Think about that. Think about what it was like before that. You know, go back to into even to the 50s. You had soap operas and things on the radio. And then on Sunday, someone would come in and read the funny pages for the kids. And then you would have network radio, which is mostly just the news affiliates, or they would play this old big band music. Or there were so many different types. And then things just automatically find a way to change when, you know, something breaks through and someone else gets more creative. So it's not necessarily a bad thing. But we're looking at a time when everyone's able to do their thing. You were more constrained, I guess, in the Jack Buck days. If I'm just going to give you a knee-jerk reaction to all this, but you had these extremely high-end, talented personalities that had a certain style, a very certain style. And because of that, you found that the top talent would rise because they were able to get that style out there better than anyone else. And they were also had the longevity. You had the names and the memories of the person like Jack Buck. And that lasted for their entire career. Today, you don't see the longevity. It just doesn't happen. So maybe that takes away from it too. Plus, it probably changes at a much faster pace. All right, this is Overnight America. Next hour, awesome interview with author Stephen Kinzer.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.